The week interest rates popped upward.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Citrix with GoToMeeting, enabling teams to meet and collaborate online in HD video from anywhere, anytime. More at GoToMeeting.com.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the trading day. Chances are the Dow could end up with a loss for the week. I wouldn't call that historic. Last time it happened was just the other week in mid-April. But the big story may be bonds. Chris Lowe is an economist with FTN Financial. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Let's not ignore the bond market where the benchmark 10-year yield now has a 2 in front of it.
It is up a lot. You know, just about 25 days ago, we were looking at a 1.6% 10-year. And, of course, the reason that matters is that that's what the 30-year mortgage price is off of.
So it's more expensive to borrow money. Why? Because of Ben Bernanke and friends speaking out this week?
Well, yeah, I think that's a very big part of it. The bond market is very sensitive to the Fed's bond purchases. And the overwhelming message from the Fed in the last 20 days is they're not really sure what's going on. So they're not really sure how long they're going to buy those bonds. And traders have been reacting, thinking maybe they're going to stop those purchases sooner rather than later.
If just the Fed could actually figure out which way it thinks the economy is going, it's not quite clear.
Well, that's it, you know. And that was the message from Bernanke yesterday, too, which is that, you know, looking at job numbers, they're pretty good in the last 6 months, but he's not sure that that's going to last.
Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's do more numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is down 66 points, 0.4%. The S&P 500 down 0.6%. So is the NASDAQ Composite Index. Procter & Gamble stock, though, is up 4.2% this morning. The consumer products giant abruptly swapped CEO after sales growth was weak.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Volusion, providing complete e-commerce software, services, and support to help companies build successful online businesses. More at Volusion.com. By Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland is hosting this year's G8 Summit. Learn more about the region's business credentials online at g8ni2013.com. And by Novo Nordisk, committed to diabetes care and changing lives for 90 years. NovoNordisk-US.com.
It was a rough dozen years for the airlines. Acts of terrorism involving airplanes, then the worst stretch for the economy since the Great Depression. Yet according to new government figures, the industry made about $200 million last year. What about Delta Airlines, which today opens a $1.6 billion new terminal at JFK Airport in New York? I checked in with Delta CEO Richard Anderson.
Delta had a quite profitable year last year, and 2013 will be the fourth year in a row of significant profitability, and 2013 should be our most profitable year in our history.
What's going on? Fuel prices are coming down a little bit for you.
Well, fuel prices have come down, but it's almost the quintessential American story of aviation in the U.S. If you think back, the industry was rocked by 9/11. Then we had fuel prices run from $20 a barrel to $150 a barrel. Then we went through the financial crisis. And through all of that, without any government intervention, we remade ourselves. And, you know, today Delta is the most profitable airline in the United States, if not the most profitable in the world.
We may be coming out the other side of the era of airline mergers. It was U and Northwest a few years ago, and then airline U merged with C, and then airline A merged with the letters U and S. I thought more competition is generally better than less competition in an industry.
Well, when you think about the vitality of the U.S. airline industry, the industry went through, after deregulation, a fair amount of consolidation. And now you essentially, if the U.S. Air American merger, when it's approved, will have four really big, strong airlines in the U.S. You can have a strong airline industry and at the same time have a very contestable, competitive marketplace because you have four big players that each have the capital to invest in their employees and in airplanes and in communities and in customers.
Let's talk about fees for flying, separate from the ticket price. I'm about to pay $524.80 to get from New York to Los Angeles. Some airlines, including yours, will hit me with a $25 fee if I check my first bag. Do you accept that some passengers find this annoying?
Well, first tip for you is get an American Express Delta co-branded card and you'll get that first bag for free.
No. Look at that, my friend.
See, you use that card.
Look at that, my friend, right here.
You've got it. You use that SkyMiles American Express card and that first bag flies free.
All right, so fair enough in my example, but you are charging $25 to other people. You made about $1.6 billion in 2012 on fees, if the government data is correct. Some people just want to go online, pay the price that you charge, and be done with it.
Right. Well, let's back up and let's look at what the value of airfare is over the past decade. You know, the DOT publishes a lot of data that you can analyze. On an inflation-adjusted basis today, even including fees, real airfares are over 30% lower than they were when the government decided what fares were going to be. So all in all, given the transparency of the internet, what we've essentially done is made our product much more a la carte. So many business travelers don't check bags, and people want to have choices.
Richard Anderson, thank you very much. At Marketplace.org, you can hear the extended version of that interview. A disclosure, Delta is among the underwriters of this program. And before we go, a European company called Schofields offers insurance for vacation homes. They've helpfully released a list of strange insurance claims. One guy filed a claim after he rented out his house in Spain for 2 weeks and found tenants had constructed a beach with sand and water indoors. Another place needed extra cleaning to get scary red stuff out of the drapes and carpet and to cart away a makeshift coffin. Pig's blood, it turned out. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
It's a metaphor we know, but safety nets come in all varieties, government programs, charities, or friends and family.
We would be given a nickel for ice cream at night, and instead of buying ice cream, I would save it.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the first in our series, Safety Net Confessionals, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM.